Welcome back. Springtime here in the city of Quincy means projects, 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 and that means a lot of work for the Department of Natural Resources. Commissioner Dave Murphy is here to give us just a little snapshot of some of the big ones that are going on. Great to see you, Dave. Happy spring.
Yeah, same to you, Joe, and I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure, as always. Folks, I'm sure, see activity going on in all of their local parks and playgrounds, certainly streets and sidewalks. Tree maintenance, lawn mowing, beach raking, you name it.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah. But we want to focus today on three big ones, right? First of all, Pageant Field, the Furnace Brook Golf Club, and then the park at the Beachcomber site on Wollaston Beach. So those are kind of three main points that we want to talk about today, right?
Great.
Okay. What's going on at Pageant Field, Dave?
Pageant Field is under major renovations.
Yes, it is.
About 25 to 30 years ago was the last time it was renovated.
Is that long ago?
Yeah, it was that long ago. Oh. And people forget what it looked like prior to that renovation. We had a giant asphalt roadway through the middle of the park. The picnic pavilion was falling apart. The restroom building was something out of a horror movie. And at the time, the mayor was the park director, did an excellent job working with Paul Franz and Joe Koch, who was an employee of the park department at the time, renovating all in-house, removing all the old asphalt, all the old railroad ties, and really making it the park that it is today. So what we're doing now is trying to expand off that renovation to make it even better. Now, Pageant Field is the most popular park in the entire city from a youth standpoint, right there with Veterans Stadium.
Okay.
And it is the home to a lot of community, family picnics, church outings, etc. And the pavilion is one of the most popular locations throughout our park inventory. We're building a new pavilion. We're slightly adjusting the location to take better advantage of the vistas of Black's Creek and Quincy Bay and the surrounding salt marshes. Mm. We're putting in a new picnic pavilion.
So you're tearing the old one down?
The old one is coming down
okay.
as we speak,
okay.
And a new pavilion is going up. They're pouring the foundation for it today.
Okay.
We're building a new softball diamond there. The Pageant Field is home for the high school sub-varsity girls program, as well as the travel and youth girls softball program.
Mm.
So it gets a lot of activity, many other uses, cross-country,
oh, sure.
and youth football, etc. But we're building a new softball diamond. And one of the new amenities that we're adding that I think is going to be really cool and extremely popular is we're putting a perimeter walking path up around the park that's going to meander through some of the wooded areas along the side, the back side of the park, and taking advantage of the incredible views we have up there. So if you're out for some exercise and want to use it, that's great. If you have a child that's playing softball or football or cross country and want to get some exercise while they're doing their thing, you can do that. So I think that the renovations up there are going to be very well received. We anticipate being done by June 1st. Obviously, we have the Flag Day event coming in the middle of June that we want to make sure everything's locked down with. But between new plantings we're doing up there, irrigation system, new picnic pavilion, we're making some improvements to the old restroom building, putting a New England Fieldstone veneer, so that's going to be much more beautiful.
Wow, okay.
And by the time we start programming again at Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, we'll be good to go and looking great up
okay,
there.
Okay, before we talk about that, we have some pictures of the renovations at Pageant Field. We'd
great.
Like to show folks. Maybe you can tell us what we're looking at.
Sure.
We'll bring the first one up.
Yep, this is the foundation of the new picnic pavilion. You can see we've slid the pavilion over to where the softball diamond had been. So when you come up the hill, the first thing you see was the back end of the softball diamond. Not a very welcome aesthetic feel to it.
Yeah, I mean, it serves a purpose, obviously, for safety. But
right.
Yeah.
So we've actually slid the picnic pavilion location to this spot so you can better enjoy the views across Black's Creek to the bay.
Okay.
The views from the pavilion will be enhanced by its new location.
Oh, all right. What are those cutouts there?
Those are the footings for the stanchions that are going to hold up the pavilion.
Oh, okay.
So there's the foundation, the footing foundations, and then over that we'll pour the foundations for the pad itself.
Gotcha. Okay. Is it bigger than the old one, Dave? Or is it
slightly bigger. It's 5 feet bigger. The pad will be bigger so we can allow for grills and people to cook out underneath the pavilion. But it'll be similar in size. The pavilion itself will be slightly bigger.
Okay, very nice. Take a look at the next one here. And speaking of the backstop.
Yep, this is the new softball diamond. You can see that the new diamond is kitty corner to the back diamond. So you'll have we'll maintain two softball diamonds up there. We've got a robust girls softball program in, I think, building a new diamond up there. We'll get a lot of use, not just from the youth in-house softball, the travel program, but also the some of the sub-varsity high school programs as well, too.
Yeah.
So, and people use it when they have a picnic up there. Sometimes they'll play You'll see kickball being played on the softball diamonds, and I think having a new field up there represents our commitment to making sure that the facilities that represent both our boys programs and girls programs maintain a robust investment in girls programming.
It is amazing, especially this time of year with the leaves off the trees. You can see just how close, you know, Black's Creek and then Wollaston Beach is.
Yeah,
it's right there.
It's a beautiful spot. Yeah. I think it's one of the more beautiful spots in the city.
Yeah.
It's tough to have a favorite when you're in charge of all the parks.
That's right.
But it's tough to suggest the pageant doesn't have some of the best views in the whole
city. Yeah, it's probably one of the most accessible, too, right?
I mean, it is.
You can just kind of drive up there and park, right?
Yep.
And you're there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, one thing we haven't talked about is it's probably the most popular dog walking location in the entire city.
Yeah.
You can't go up there any time of day and not see six or eight people walking around, mostly with dogs sometimes, just up for exercise. So,
yeah.
It is constantly in use, and it's 12 months a year.
I mean, you know,
even the wind coming off the water in the wintertime makes it cold, and the dogs still want to go up there.
It's
so
for hardy souls, but
yes,
it's there. Yeah.
And we've seen a pretty dramatic increase in the dog population in the city, and that's reflected in how our parks are being used.
I think the pandemic had something to do with that.
Yes.
There's a lot of pandemic puppies.
No doubt. No doubt.
The walking path, how long?
About a quarter mile.
Quarter mile.
Quarter
okay.
mile. And it kind of meanders. It's not a regular oval, so
yeah.
I think that makes it more interesting. There's a slight downhill in some areas and a slight uphill, so it's not just a flat track.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be very well received. It's a great design. Paul Franz, our project manager, who's been with us for more than two decades, he's designed a countless number of new facilities here. He saves us a tremendous amount of money by having that type of talent in-house.
Yeah.
And has really been kind of the architect up there, along with the mayor. I mean, the mayor has been personally involved in the park system since he was a kid. His father was the commissioner many years ago. And he is extremely passionate about our park system and has played a pretty active role in helping design it as well.
Sure. Here's a familiar building that most folks have visited, the restrooms.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so the restroom building up there was a typical cinder block, rather utilitarian building. So we're adding a nice New England Fieldstone veneer to make it look like a park. Some people may remember many, many years ago up at Faxon Park, there was a restroom building and a warming building for an old skating pond, and the buildings outlasted their use but remained on the site.
Okay.
And they had a similar look and feel, kind of that Fieldstone look. So that was the inspiration for what we're doing up at Pageant.
Okay. Any interior renovations to the restrooms at all?
They're in pretty good shape.
Okay.
We'll some of the plumbing fixtures being replaced, but by and large, the interior is in good shape.
Okay. And again, that'll be completed also by June 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're on track, kind of.
Yeah, the project team has done an excellent job. I mentioned Paul's name. We've got Larry Lavasores on our staff. We've got some outside contractor help, but our team understands the importance of having it ready for Flag Day.
Okay. The Ruth Gordon Amphitheater is also part of Pageant Fields.
Yes.
There's been a lot of discussion about it lately. And through that discussion has developed a new group of folks who would like to see it utilized more, right?
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of meeting through this process a woman that you interviewed, Sarah Trainer-Callard.
Mm-hmm.
And we've met a number of different times. She is in the process of putting together a Friends of Ruth Gordon Amphitheater. And with the mayor's support, we're going to be reactivating programming at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater this summer.
Nice.
Sarah and her team has put together some pretty interesting and exciting options for entertainment down there. And I know that through the process of a bit of a debate has come a good thing of a renewed interest in doing some programming there this summer. So we don't have a schedule yet to announce, but Sarah and her team have done an excellent job of putting together some various options. The mayor has offered some financial support for programming. So I think this summer we'll see a return to some decent programming at Ruth Gordon Amphitheater.
Oh, that's great to hear. Does it need anything before activities can happen there?
I mean, it's the original amphitheater.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about some potential longer-term capital needs that it has, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But there is some cosmetic improvements that we can make in the short term that we intend to do between now and July.
Okay. Yes, I think it'll be 40 years old next year. So
yeah.
Just
70.
Yeah, okay.
Looks good for 40.
Yeah.
But it still needs some work, right?
Needs a little refresh, right?
Right.
So, well, that's nice to hear. I'm sure that folks who are passionate about that will be happy to hear that and attend those events as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be the first to tell you I was quite surprised
that
we had as many people interested in it as we had. Pleasantly surprised.
Right.
And, if we have an opportunity to reactivate this portion of the park.
Yep.
And they're willing to work with us to do it. You know, we have an open door and we're excited about the opportunities.
Yeah, I saw many Summerfest concerts up there.
Yes.
Over the years.
Oh, yes, you and I both.
So it'll be nice to see a few more. Fernsburg Golf Club project is underway, yes?
Yes, we're still finishing the design up there. We've had a pretty extensive public and community process up there. We've had a number of very constructive community workshops where the neighbors and the community at large have gotten together and said this is what we want from the golf course and the park and the relationship between the two. And we're in our third iteration now. There are many people that came forward and didn't want the park to be impacted, the trees to be impacted at all.
Yep.
So we've gone back to the drawing board over the last 7 or 8 months and have put together a site plan that allows us to preserve the park in its current state without taking down any trees.
Really?
Or putting any
trees taken down?
No.
Okay.
No. No healthy trees taken down. Okay. There are some dead trees on the perimeter on the Summit Ave driveway that will have to be addressed.
But okay.
All the healthy trees along the perimeter that were planned to be used for an additional parking area are all going to stay.
Okay.
We actually have a walk in the park to talk about some of the necessary renovations up there to the basketball court and the tennis court. The community down there talked about adding some play equipment down there, which we're looking to do. We're going to be planting some native trees at the park. So we'll end up with a increase in the amount of trees in the park.
Is it Forbes Hill Park?
Forbes Hill Park,
yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, simultaneously, we've been working with our architectural team for better half of 12 months now to replace the clubhouse. Our original plan was to build the clubhouse next to the existing facility, operate under the existing facility, and then move into the new.
Yep.
But because of the kind of restrictions on the amount of land we have at the site and the desire not to impose upon the park, we're going to operate out of temporary facilities at the course, trailers, if you will, for pro shop and clubhouse, demolish the existing building, and then build the new building essentially on top of, over the footprint of the existing building.
Oh,
the new building is
we have a rendering of that we want to show folks so you can describe what it is we're looking at. It looks like an architectural drawing, and Mike, if you could bring that up for us from the Fernsburg Golf Club. We're getting our buttons pressed. There we go.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, this is a basically a rendering of the outside. You see the front of the building. There'll be an outside deck overlooking the first tee and the fourth green on that side.
Okay.
One of the issues that was important to the neighbors is that we did not have a wraparound porch, so there'll be no noise that impacted the residents on Reservoir Road. So I'd like to think, Joe, that we had an excellent community workshop with a lot of constructive dialogue, and some of it was in conflict.
Yes.
But that this was a public process that made our project stronger. But also is going to be what's best for the immediate abutters and the neighborhood and the city as a whole.
Okay.
So nothing is going to be perfect. Unanimous consent has never been reached on any issue that we've ever done. But I do think that this project is a direct result of the community coming together through some workshopping and coming up with a plan, I think, that works best for all the interests involved.
There were some issues, concerns raised about drainage, flooding. Have those been resolved? Up there
yeah, DPW well? And engineering have done an excellent job. As you know, the park is the site of an old reservoir, so there's a giant cement bowl on the property. And McAvoy Pondo, Paul Costello, Al Grazioso, the team from DPW and engineering has had a couple of neighborhood meetings up there. They've come up with some solutions about how to handle that. So even if we didn't build a new clubhouse, I think their attention to this particular area and some of the historic issues the neighbors have had will be a long-term improvement over the existing conditions. So I think that's going fairly well as well, too.
Okay.
And Mark and his team have done an excellent job.
Is the old water tower staying, Dave?
Definitely.
It's
the old water tower is the feature up there.
Yeah.
So one of the requests when we go to the council for an appropriation to build the new clubhouse is going to be making repairs to the tower as well.
Oh, okay.
The roof up on the tower needs to be repaired. A lot of water is getting into the tank itself. Mm. And then doing some repointing. We don't have any grand plans to open up the tower or to repair the staircase or to allow people in there and up there. There's still a lot more to be done to even contemplate that.
Right.
But it is a truly unique and historic feature that I think really makes the park, the golf course has adopted it as its logo. It really is a signature part of our city. So we want to make sure that it'll be here for the next 100 years.
That's great.
So we're making, we're going to request some money to make some repairs.
Okay. Does the golf course remain open for the time being? For the public? Okay.
Yep.
Will it remain open during the project, you know?
Yes.
Oh, will?
Okay. Yeah, that was the goal all along.
Okay.
You know, the finances of a golf course are pretty good right now.
Okay.
I think in our first year of operating, Our operating revenue was about $250,000 over our operating expenses.
Oh, all right. So you made a profit.
We did.
Okay.
Now, there are capital needs that we have.
Well, right.
So depending on how you measure your capital versus your operating expense versus the life of the building and the life of the capital, you know, there is a, I think, a positive financial outlook for the golf course, provided that we continue to manage it properly.
Right.
But I think the new clubhouse will have a new feature. Golf simulators are extremely popular. For example, Branch Municipal Golf Course has one, and they didn't have a single hour available all winter that they did not book.
No kidding. No.
So the simulators, on average, we've talked to a number of municipalities, Hingham and Braintree included, that run simulators in the wintertime. They make anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000 per simulator. So in a time where the course is not generating revenue, the new building will generate anywhere from $200,000 to $250,000 by having the simulators in the building. Without drawing a significant crowd, you can only have 10 to 12 people up there at a time in the simulators, but it turns it into a revenue opportunity for 12 months instead of just 8 or 9.
Right, I was going to say it was closed before,
for
the most part. Yeah. We only have about 4 minutes left, but I know, Dave, tell me about the Pine Hill Cemetery and Wallaston Cemetery renovation projects.
We have two major projects. Yeah. I want to thank the Cemetery Board for their support all along. So we're expanding the Pine Hill Cemetery after about 20 years of permitting. As you know, the endangered species, the timber rattlesnake, lives up in the Blue Hills. So we had to be very careful that we permitted it through the state to make sure that we could expand 7 acres. For the first time in more than two decades, Quincy residents are eligible for pre-need purchase of lots, burial lots.
Yeah.
And we're in the process now of expanding 7 acres of cemetery land up there, including the city's first cremation niches that we're building up there with the help of our contractor, C. Naughton. We're doing a new office building at the entry to Willard Street and making improvements across the board at Pine Hill. The place needed an infusion and investment, and we're doing that right now. And that should be done by the spring of next year.
Wow, okay.
So it's a major project. We've got a great contractor. Our team has done an excellent job. It's a construction site right now, and it's difficult, but you know, I think once we're done, I think everybody will appreciate the benefits of it. And then Mount Wollaston, we have another significant project. The entrance to Mount Wollaston is being improved, tying back to it's originally consecrated as a garden cemetery, much like Forest Hills and Mount Auburn. We're putting a brand new entrance gate that I think will be a real signature look for that cemetery.
The C Street entrance.
On C Street.
Yep.
And we're expanding the veterans section because when we narrow the entrance on C Street, that'll allow us some more room in the veterans section.
Oh, okay.
We're adding a monument to recognize those men and women from Quincy that served from the Gulf War to present day and the global war on terror and many of the conflicts around the globe.
It's been 30 years now.
So there's a lot going on in Mount Wollaston as well, too. We're doing some additional tree planting there, creating a canopy and off the Greenleaf Street entrance. So quite a bit going on.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that Cleaner Greener Quincy is coming up on May 6th.
Yes, good
luck. Arbor Day is a week from today, actually. Yes. Yeah. You're accepting requests for tree plantings on private property, right?
Yes.
How's that going?
It's going, right now we're doing street tree planting. We're going to launch a pilot program for private properties. No, not everybody has a loom board out on this sidewalk.
Yeah.
Some of the setbacks don't allow for street tree planting. And as a result, we want to make sure we have a relatively even canopy across the city.
Right tree, right location. Very important, right?
Correct.
Yeah. We didn't even get to the Beachcomber Park plans out on Wollaston Beach. Those are still in the design phases, I understand.
No, we're coming along well. We're doing construction right
now.
They're restoring that site, and we should be planting on there this spring.
Oh, really? Oh, all right. And there will be the kind of remembrance to the old Beachcomber nightclub?
We've got some pretty cool designs working with Ryan Ackerman to do some homage to the history of that site and the incredible performers that performed there. I think people are going to be very surprised when they see the full list of names that played at the Beachcomber.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, swing era and moving forward, folks of the Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, Louis Armstrong, Judy Garland, Linda Ronstadt, some real big names.
Yeah.
That I was surprised to see.
Likewise.
My experience at the Beachcomber.
Exactly. For folks who want to reach out to you, Dave, if they have questions or concerns.
Yeah, our phone number is 617-376-1253. If they have a Cleaner Greener question, they can email Paul Daugherty, which is pdaugherty@quincyma.gov. The phone number is best, or they can check out our website, you know, the city website at www.quincyma.gov.
Okay. Appreciate it as always. Please come back because there's way more to talk about.
All right. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, Joe. Our pleasure.